Paul tells us in no uncertain terms today in our second reading that no one lives or dies except in the Lord. If we live for God. If we die with God. Paul and the readings tell us that Jesus Christ is the center of the Christian life, that he died and rose, and so will we. And as Christians, we believe that. Not everybody believes that there's a life after death. Every now and then you might see on TV or read or see in social media someone claiming that there is no God after all. We're just a bunch of cells that move around and then we die and so forth. There's no one that, those folks do not believe in Jesus or the resurrection or the life of God. We would not be here today if we held to that belief. But we are here today because we believe more. Death is not, a time of death is not looking back and celebrating the person's life and memory only. For Christians, it is that, but it's looking forward in hope. The Christian looks forward in hope in the midst of tragedy to the new life that comes with God in Jesus. And that's what brings us here today. We're here today because we are remembering those that have gone before us, and we believe in all faith and trust that they are with God, that they celebrate life with God. And we believe that, and that helps us in our own time to live through the loss of a death and move forward in our own ways. So this is a special celebration, a day of our faith and our hope. With faith and hope that we have in Jesus and an eternal life, things in the world aren't so bad after all. There are bad things going on for sure. But with hope in God, we know that there's more, that God will be the victor in the end, that this world won't just end and we will all die. But God is telling us there is more. There is much more. There is more than ever coming for us all, that life of eternal life. So we come here today to remember our loved ones, to celebrate their lives, but we also pray while we're here that they too will enjoy the sight of God forever among others who have died over the centuries, that they too are joined with God now in happiness and joy.